The BS Report is a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects.
First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. He must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Welcome to the BS Report. Happy holidays. We are off for the week at Grantland.com, other than a couple best of the year posts and this podcast, which we could not stop doing. As always, our friend Cousin Sal on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Happy holidays, Cousin Sal.
Happy holidays, Bill. Yeah, it doesn't seem like anyone cares if we're off this week or not.
But I don't think people are online.
No?
People are traveling. They're stuck in their car on highways. They're talking to family members that they don't really want to be talking to. They're returning gifts. They don't
really
want to hear podcasts. Yeah, that's my gut feeling.
I can't wait to run away from the family for 10 minutes to reload TMZ and see what's going on.
I have good news for you, Cousin Sal.
What is it?
We guess the lines every week, and for the last, like, I guess 3 years, I've been beating you pretty handily.
Yeah.
And this year I've been beating you pretty handily as well. I rested my starters this week. I haven't even looked at the lines. Normally I usually guess them ahead of time. This week I'm just doing it cold. It's my version of playing my second string.
This is a really dumb week. I'm looking ahead now, and I think I'm off by 10 points on one of the lines. It's awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about it. A lot of these don't make sense.
Well,
but
before
I don't even know if you can make money off of them either.
Before we get to week 17, I just wanted to say goodbye to week 16, even though it's Tuesday. It's a little dated at this point. But I got knocked out of the Hilton Super Contest. I'd been quietly making a pretty good run. I'd started out the year 2-7-1. And then after 15 weeks, I was 43-30-2. So I was like 41-23-1 from like a 13-week stretch. So I was feeling pretty good. I had a chance.
Right now,
yeah, sorry. So I had a good chance to crack the top 20 and make some money. And in the span of about 2 minutes, early Doucette falls down in the end zone, wide open for the game-time touchdown in Cincinnati. So I lost that one. And then Richard Seymour somehow blocks his second field goal in the same game, which I don't ever remember seeing before. Like, I could see blocking one, but after he blocks the first one, wouldn't the Chiefs have been like, all right, we should probably watch out for him blocking this next one?
Yeah, but that was personal. He knew. He knew you bet against him, and, you know, all
maybe
of that thing you said about the draft pick they're going to get and everything.
Yeah.
That was definitely aimed towards you.
So that was it. I got knocked out. I went 2-3 for the week, and now I'm at 45-33-2. And I think even if I win 5-0, I don't think I can crack top 20. But
yeah, but we'll still watch these games, right?
I don't know. I might. And then the Pats, I don't know what to make of the Pats.
I was scared, too. I had them on a three-team teaser. I was a little nervous.
I don't know what to make of the Pats anymore. It's really
That's a nice adjustment, though, don't you think? Like, to just come out fire, they really did make adjustments on the offensive line and everything, and all those short passes over the middle were open. And I don't know. I'd be a little bit – I'd be happy with that one. That's you know, usually when they're out of it, they're done, and, you know, you could tell right away, but in the rare times that they lose. But that was a
with
nice
all that said, with all that said, has there ever been a one seed that felt more flawed than this 2011 Patriots team?
Well, I look at that, and then I'm thinking, I just think it's a different kind of game. I mean, we talk about January football and ground and pound and all that garbage. I don't think it stacks up anymore. I think it's you need a big time quarterback who get big time yards, and who's gonna beat the Packers or the Saints? It's not gonna be the Niners in the NFC, and I think the same for New England. Just too many points at the end of the day, and you still have to score those points to match them. So, thank you.
Well, the difference you mentioned the Packers, Saints, and Patriots—all three teams who could score.
Yeah.
Only one of those teams will have all of their home games, or at least the round two home game in a dome.
Right.
The Saints. The Packers will have to do this outdoors for at least two home games, and so will the Patriots. The Super Bowl's indoors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We've seen it too many times. These teams that throw the ball and they look unstoppable and all that. And then January comes around, all of a sudden you get the wrong weather day, or you get a couple of guys drop the hard ball on a third down. And we saw it happen last year with the Patriots and the Jets.
Yeah.
You know,
I know what you're saying, but let's look at the NFC, for instance. Like, everyone's saying, well, all right, the Niners could slow down the Packers or the Saints. But from a gambler's perspective, which road team are you taking? New Orleans at Green Bay or San Fran at Green Bay?
I'm taking
New Orleans.
I'd take New Orleans, but that is the type of game that they lose. Those outdoor, cold weather, on the grass, those are the games like they always seem to lose in the NFC South year after year.
Yeah.
Like in Carolina. Like, I just think it's set up really nicely for Green Bay, because Chicago getting knocked out with the Cutler injury was the best thing that could happen for them. You're not buying this Lions team, right? Because the Lions do have a little late bloomer potential here.
That did scare. That surprised me a little. I had the Chargers all over the place, and especially with the Broncos losing and everything. I don't get it. North Turner was just he went back to being the same old lost North Turner, and the receivers weren't getting open, and nothing was going right for them. They were out of that game right from the start. But I don't know.
Well, but wait a second though. I had the Chargers until I heard that Vincent Jackson was hurt, because it felt like the reason that they had that little resurgence was because Vincent Jackson and Malcolm Floyd were finally healthy. They were stretching the field. They started to look like the Chargers again. Once he went out, I backed off. I still picked them, but I didn't bet them. I didn't put them in the Super Contest or anything. It did seem like they were a different team in that game. On the flip side, Stafford might be coming into his own. It's possible. I kind of thought that whole Lions team was a fraud, That was everything I wanted to see from them in that game. Now I don't know what to think.
Absolutely. But you talk about a team that goes on the road, it's going to be a different story. I think that's what we're looking at there. I do. And everyone's talking about the 5 or 6 seed. So that if they get the 5 seed, which it looks like it is, they'll go to, let's say, New York, because my Cowboys don't have a chance winning that game.
Oh,
but
stop it.
I think the Giants, as flawed as they are, I think they win that game.
I will say with the Lions, when Kevin Smith is in there, and we know that he could get hurt if you stare at him long enough, but when he's playing, it feels like a different team, because he's the one running back they have who can actually do some stuff. And when he's out there and they have their receivers going and they're indoors, they do look pretty good. And maybe some of the adversity that they had with Thanksgiving, you know, all the Ndamukong Suh stuff, all that stuff, maybe harden them a little bit. I don't know. The other team, I'm just not buying this Niners team. I think it's really hard for them to move the ball, and it's got to be a bad sign that Akers is this involved in their season.
I know.
Every game he has 5 field goal attempts. Like, that can't work in the playoffs.
I know. The 9-0s hold up against, you know, Seattle and St. Louis and the Cardinals, but I don't think it works. I don't think they could score with these teams. I really don't.
No, not with there's going to come a game where they're going to need 31 points. And it just seems like they have too much trouble throwing downfield. Now, I'm sure you watched that Giants-Jets game.
Yeah.
Was there a weirder game this season?
It was so sloppy. And I just can't stand Eli Manning. I know it's because I'm really pushing for Romo to be labeled as, if it matters, the third best quarterback in the NFC, and I really think he is right now. And when Manning looks good, he looks great, but he gets so lucky sometimes. I mean, you're talking about a 3rd and 10, he throws it 9 yards, and it goes 99 yards. And if it doesn't, I really think the Giants lose that game. As inept as the Jets have been, I do think the Giants lose that game. But
I actually agree with you, and
yeah,
it's kind of embarrassing if you're the Jets and you built your team around pass defense, basically, that your season ended on a 99-yard pass.
Yeah.
Not a good sign.
Despicable. Victor Cruz, these guys come out of nowhere.
I think the Jets, Lombardi mentioned this. I don't remember if you mentioned it on a podcast when we were watching football, but the Jets made probably the biggest offseason mistake of anybody. They spent so much time chasing Revis. I mean, I'm sorry, chasing Asamoah. a guy that they really didn't totally need. You know, they had two starting cornerbacks. They were trying to come up with this super team of three killer cornerbacks. I don't even know what the point of that was. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, these other free agents were going, you know, they missed out on running backs, they missed out on receivers. And,
they really did. They ended up with Derek Mason. They should have, you know.
Right.
They could have, I don't get it. Like, that's, the offense seems to work. Like, sometimes with Keller and Burris, like, around the end zone, the red zone. But then Sanchez falls into this pattern where he just throws that screen over the middle. And against a team like the Giants, like, it didn't seem to work. And that was it. You could watch that offense for 6 hours and not see a play over 15 yards.
Well, that'll be, the other, probably the most compelling, other than the Giants-Dallas game, because all the other playoff spots, I think, are set. Indianapolis, they might beat Jacksonville. And it does seem like they're playing hard for Manning. Like, it seems like the veterans don't want that number one pick. Like, they really care about not finishing with the first pick. And that'll be pretty interesting to see how that plays out.
I agree. I think, and this is why football is so much better than basketball. And you should write about this in your next basketball book about how much better football is than basketball. But
sure, I'll do that.
Teams don't tank. First, I think you can get hurt not trying.
It's too hard to tank.
Yeah, they're not tanking, and that was inspiring where the Colts played last Thursday night. I don't even care that I had the Texans on a two-team teaser. I mean, now I don't care. I could say it 10 days later, whatever. But that was something else. And you look at it, and you're like, wow, could Orlovsky do something with this team next year, or even if Manning's hurt? I guess they still have to draft a quarterback, right?
One last following up, I was just Googling, Akers has 42 field goals this year.
Yeah.
The next guy is your own Dan Bailey, who has 32.
Yeah.
Only two other guys have 30. Akers has 156 points this year.
Wow.
He's averaging 10.4 points a game, just field goals. I mean, he's probably one of the top 30 fantasy guys.
Yeah. That's
so
a lot.
I don't think that's going to fly in the playoffs. The other thing is interesting. I actually took Seattle last week, even though they were getting 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
I hate taking the team getting less than 3 unless I think they can win.
Yeah.
But in that case, I was thinking San Francisco doesn't play 3-point games. They play these 19-17, 17-16, 24-23 games. And I don't, or 26-24. I don't care about the 2.5. And they won by 2.
Yeah,
so
well,
I have a feeling.
Yeah.
I just feel like in the playoffs, we're set up for just a classic. You pick San Fran laying 3, and they win by 2.5, or they win by 2, and you somehow don't cover by 0.5 or whatever. Like, that's my biggest fear with that team.
I could see it, and that's the problem with that team. Like, they'll run. Like, Gore will get his numbers, and you know, Alex Smith will convert a couple third downs to the tight end Davis or something. But then, you know, you look at the scoreboard, and they're one block punt away from losing, or, you know, the other team's right in the game, and that's what happened with Seattle. They could be in trouble, San Fran.
So the two biggest sure thing bets that we have this week, just in terms of, we probably have a feeling for how this is going to play out. One is Giants-Dallas. Pick a winner. The best team is going to win that game. The other one is, it does seem like if you think Indy could beat Jacksonville, the move would be to parlay Indy with whoever's playing the Rams this week. I don't even know. It's just basically you're betting on the Rams. It's a will the Rams get Andrew Luck game.
Right.
And you just bet that. I think Indy's going to beat Jacksonville. I really
do. I
do
too. The Rams are playing the Niners, and the Niners need that game. And that's the kind
Niners
of
need that game for two, right?
What, for the 2 seed, yeah. And wait, they're both early games, so yeah, they'll both play them out.
So the but the Saints can still get the number 2.
Saints, like, the can Saints, get the number 2, yep.
They're in the driver's seat, though, right?
The Niners are in the driver's seat for 2.
Oh, see, that's huge, because
Saints have to gain on them.
Saints going to San Fran, I feel like the Niners could win that game.
You do?
I do. I feel like they could win that game. A little windy.
Well, of course they can win, but I don't think so.
I don't think they could win in New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, they beat up on Pittsburgh, and that was nice, but I don't know how much we're supposed to take from that. We'll have to see. You know, I'm against the NFC West all year.
All right, let's let's quickly before we get to week 17. Just
yeah.
Well, actually, let's save it for Dallas, New York. That'll be our last game. Let's just go week 17. Do we have Saturday games?
Let's do it. No, they're all on Sunday. They're all New Year's Day.
Okay.
Big slate, and there's 9 early ones. First one, let's say Washington and Philly.
Philly, would you say Philly's one of the best 10 teams?
I think so. I'll tell you this, like a little too much celebrating over that Dallas win throughout the whole game. Like, someone needs to remind them that they were supposed to win the Super Bowl this year, right? And they're struggling with 8 wins. So, let's see.
It's a great point. They did just enough to have Andy Reid keep his job, and now they're spinning this whole thing about, what was the defensive coordinator, Juan Castillo?
Mm-hmm.
Now Juan's doing the whole, no, I had the right defense all along. It's just we had a lot of new faces.
He figured it out. It
took a while. No, we figured this out. This is going long term. This is where we want to be.
And even Namdi and all those guys are behind them. Like, yeah, we were just running around. It was our fault. Now we understand the schemes.
Yeah.
It only took 6
And we
games.
Like Juan Castillo. All right, good. You finished 8-8 with the top 5 talent.
Yeah.
Washington. All right. I'm going to say Philly by 7.5.
All right. You're going to get this. I said 6, and it's 9. That's high. And let me tell you something. If they're so smart, Philly, this is interesting. So they win this, they're gonna. It's nothing. If they lose, they get a third place schedule.
Oh.
Like, I mean, if you think about it a little bit, wouldn't you rather? So it's really the difference of playing. They'd play the Packers and the Niners, or wait, I got this wrong, I think. But I mean, it's like the Bears in Arizona versus Packers and Niners. That's
so you're saying that if you're running the Eagles, Vince Young starts this game. And you
tank
tell Vince, we're going to air it out.
Yeah, Vic's going to be playing with broken ribs anyway. Tank it.
Yeah.
This is the game to tank that no one would notice.
That's
all right, game 2, Chicago at Minnesota.
Oh. Bears had a chance for the backdoor cover and did something that I've criticized teams for not doing for years and years on
kick
Sunday
the field
night.
Goal? What?
Yeah, they're down 17 and kick the field goal to cut it to 14 because they needed 3 scores. There was like 4.5 minutes left.
It's funny when you have the underdog and you're like, no, go.
No, you idiots. Oh, wait, that's a totally logical move. It was 4th and 10 with Josh McCown.
Yeah,
that hurt not getting the back there because it really seemed like that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But tough Bears season, man. I mean, there really was a 2-week window there where they looked like they were the 3rd or 4th best team in the entire league.
Yeah,
and Cutler
I think
went
their
down.
Over/under was 8 wins for the year, and they're gonna go under. And they were what were they like? I mean, they had 7. Were they 7-5? Was that it?
Oh, I saw Bill Barnwell in Vegas last week.
Yeah,
and he made like 6 over/under bets, and ended up he went 5-5-1. He was crowing about it.
Wow.
And one of the 5 was the Chicago under. And I was like, come on, admit it. That's the luckiest bet you'll ever make. He said, no, not at all. No, that wasn't – I knew they were going to go under. It's like, stop it. The team was going to win 11 games. You would do single-handedly. Jay Cutler won that bet for you. Well, no, not exactly.
He had an 0-4-10 and Cutler were going to be going out right together.
They lose their 2 best players. I mean, the one thing I will say about Barnwell –
He
had his favorite bet was the Carolina over.
Yeah.
I think he even said that on the podcast.
Yeah.
It was like 4 wins. He was like, that's ridiculous. They're not a 4-win team. They're going to be better than that. And he won that pretty handily.
That was nice.
But anywho.
Chicago, Minnesota. Now, Peterson is it's funny.
Chicago at Minnesota. God, I really like Joe Webb. I'm going to say Minnesota by 3.
All right. I said Minnesota by 1. It's Chicago by 1.
With Joe Webb?
With Joe Webb. I think with Joe Mead, I think it would be by 1. I don't know. Joe Webb and no Adrian Peterson.
Joe Webb's playing for like at the very least, he could be this year's Tavares, right? Tavares has
Listen to the names we're talking about. It's unbelievable.
But Tavares signed for a 3-year, $8 million deal. And is actually a semi-competent quarterback. I think I don't think the Seahawks fans think they'll win the Super Bowl with him, but I do feel like you know, at the very least, he's a good, really good backup and a good stopgap starter. That, I think Joe Webb could be that.
Yeah. We'll have that game on. We'll watch.
Yeah,
I like to. I just have to point out Linda calling the other day. Just the inflection of the SportsCenter anchor sometimes. Adrian Peterson, not expected back until the beginning of next season. Yeah. He's going to miss a game. What are you talking about?
That was a bummer. That was that. That sucked. And the poor Viking fans. This is now dating back to that NFC Championship game. This is now 2 years of just hit after hit after hit after hit.
Well, listen, but I don't want to sound like an old curmudgeon that we've, you know, there's dozens of these out there talking about it, but these players are, teams are tired, injured, and to extend it to 18 games is just insane, isn't it? It should cut it to 14, I think.
Yeah, I feel like 15.
I had a bunch of people approach me with, like, fantasy questions, like, all right, I'm in the finals. Should I start Jackie Battle or Sammy Morris? Like, what is going on here? First of all, let me get in that league. And secondly, yeah, it's too long this season. It really is.
I have the solution.
Yeah.
I think they should keep it – I think they should go to 18 weeks. I think they should keep it at 16 games and everybody gets two bye weeks. And we just have, you know, for there's 7 or 8 weeks where we just have 8 or 9 games.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. How about 18 weeks? You get to choose which four of them are considered preseason. So you could have a preseason game in week 16. But no,
it's,
Yeah.
I think I love football about as much as anybody. Even I don't want more regular season games.
No.
It's enough. Like, I'm ready for the playoffs. I don't even want to play this week.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, if your favorite team, either his quarterback is out or two or three of his linemen are out, you know, it's sort of lame. I mean,
well, also, like, you know, I wrote about this last spring, but to on the one hand be so diligent now about concussions, and then on the other hand to throw these guys out for two more games is just illogical. It's nobody's been able to explain that. It's just pure greed, and that's it.
Look, strip clubs are nice, but even we know it's good that they most of them close at 2 in the morning and not 5.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and also, I think one of the reasons football has been so successful is because, you know, it's not on for 8 months a year.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up,
who's that, Archie?
I'm in the office. What's happening?
Yeah. Oh, an Archie cameo.
You good? All right. Cowboys or Giants, what do you think?
Oh, no, we have
Jason ran away.
What do we got the next one?
Next game. Buffalo at New England.
Oh, yeah. Pats have not clinched the number one, right?
They have not. They need to win.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's got to be at least – it's got to be Pats by 13.
All right. We split this because I said 11 and it's 12. And this is – just write it. I don't care where you mark these in the studio, but this is a three-team teaser team.
Yeah.
They're not blowing it. They're not blowing it.
I feel bad for Fred Jackson.
You do?
Yeah, he you know, he's headed for the –
Fred Stanford.
Fred Jackson was headed for the All-Pro game.
Yeah.
He – or the Pro Bowl, whatever the hell it's called.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably a top-5 fantasy back. Now he's out for the year, and C.J. Spiller has just randomly become this destructive December force. C.J. Spiller won fantasy leagues last week. Give me a break.
Yeah, he did. I got to tell you something. With the way they're racking up injuries and there's still a week left, Fred Jackson might still be playing in the Pro Bowl. There might be like 40 guys out, and he may have to be forced to come back.
You just reminded me of something, or I just reminded myself of something.
Yeah.
I'm retiring from fantasy after this year.
No.
Yeah, I don't like it anymore. It's stupid.
The week 17 podcast for the last 5 years, you talking about this.
Nah, this is really it. I realized last week how stupid fantasy was, especially in
stupid.
The NFL. It's not doing it anymore.
Jackie Battle or Sammy Morris wins the league. It's dumb.
There's no skill at all. It makes me feel bad about myself, and I don't like it. I need out.
All right. So that's official now, right?
I'm retiring from fantasy.
I love it.
Fantasy San Fran football, no longer.
San Fran at St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
That's team
this
two.
This is a classic. One team really needs it, and the other team doesn't want it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 13. I'm going to say San Fran by 13.
You know what? I said 9, and we split it again. You can get it for 11.
Oh, that's second teaser. Oh, my God.
That's it.
So, Pat, San Fran, who's the third? Let's keep going.
Well, first I have to apologize because I cursed you when we bet the Rams to win the division. It's like, damn it, Simmons, we're going to be stuck sweating out the Niners-Rams on New Year's Day. And I apologize. Yeah. We will not be sweating that out.
There would be no sweat at all.
No.
You know, we are about to lose, I think, the most painful bet in the history of our association together, which is really saying something because we've had 25 terrible bets. But to lose this parlay we had.
We'll get to Tennessee you're talking about?
No, Roethlisberger, 235 more yards than Vic, parlayed with Andre Johnson, 1.5 more touchdowns than Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco is going to finish with one touchdown, and we're going to lose that bet. We have the best receiver in football, and he's going to finish with two touchdowns.
He only had to beat one. He only had to beat two.
Is he playing this week? Maybe he'll do it for us.
The game means nothing, so I don't think he'll play. That game doesn't mean anything for that team.
Oh, my God. Seriously, how do we lose that bet? Ocho Cinco had one touchdown.
Oh, we're going to lose another one. Wait till I get – we're three games away from me going into this other one we're going to lose that you probably forgot about. But Detroit at Green Bay. Green Bay will sit everyone. Detroit.
Lions can get to a 5 seed potentially, right?
Yes, they can get to a 5 seed. You know, they talk about the 5-6 seed. Teams never care about it, though, do they?
I would rather play the Giants or Dallas than New Orleans.
Yeah, I would too, but it doesn't seem like it, when it comes down to it, the teams try in that last week if they can get a 5 seed versus
Detroit at Green Bay. I'm going to say Green Bay by 3.
All right, see, this is one. They're predicting that Green Bay will sit everyone and Detroit will try to play a little. Detroit's favored by 1. I said 2.5, so I get it.
Count out Matt Flynn.
I know. No, that could be a tough game. Jets at Miami.
The Jets.
Now, here's what the Jets need. They need to win plus either Cincinnati loss and Tennessee loss and Oakland loss, or Cincinnati lose. Cincinnati has to lose and Tennessee loss and Denver loss.
The Jets are frauds.
The hard part is they have to win.
Jets are frauds. I think Miami's better, and I'm going to say Miami is favored by 1.5.
All right, I hit this exactly. It's -1. Yeah.
Miami by 1. I love Miami.
I do, too. They make teams look bad. They just do, right? I
mean, Miami's good. It's a quality team.
That's the kind of team they are. And Reggie
Bush, might be one of the top 12 teams.
Yep. Carolina at New Orleans.
Another team that's coming on. Young Carolina.
Yeah.
New Orleans is playing for something, though.
Yep.
So that means they will be favored by 8 points.
Wow, you got it exactly. I said 9. Well, I have to say, the NFL, I'm breaking the mad dog here. The NFL did a good job. What a good job by keeping the teams that are playing against each other that same time. San Fran and New Orleans are playing at the same time. Pittsburgh, Baltimore playing at the same time. The AFC West is playing at the same time. That is a good, good job by the NFL.
Great job. Great job, dog. Great job.
I don't believe what kind of job that is.
Cam Newton, how many leagues actually drafted him before week one, you think? Like 28%?
Yeah, probably about a quarter. Probably. I mean, he was in our auction free agency. I picked him up for $40. You get $100 for the whole 15, 16 weeks. I bid 40, and everyone's like, oh, that's crazy. I'm like, I don't care if I have nothing left in week three. That guy's good.
Has there ever been a week one waiver wire pickup who had a bigger impact on more fantasy leagues? I can't think of one. Anquan Boldin, I remember, his rookie year had a big week one. Everybody went after him, and he kept it up, and he had a good season.
But wait,
I don't remember
anything
like Cam, though.
I think Vic was a waiver wire pickup last year, wasn't he? I'm almost positive he was.
He wasn't week one, though.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't week one.
No, I think it was because didn't Cobb go out with the injury?
Yeah, you might be right, but
I don't know. I know it was early, one or two.
This was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what else? Really fun to watch. Seems like a good guy. Seems like his teammates like him. I think he's tough. A great addition to the league. He's a signature guy.
I know what you're doing right now, and it's smart, because we have him to win Rookie of the Year, and you're hoping one someone who has a vote on that panel.
He's going to win.
Stupid.
How can he not win? Stop it.
Peter King says it could be, Dalton. I mean, it's probably Cam, but, well.
If you switch those two guys, Cincy might even have a better season than they had, and Carolina has a worse season.
I agree. But if Cincy wins by 2 touchdowns this week and makes the playoffs, people are going to think.
All right, let's keep going.
India, Jacksonville, here's your game. This is it.
I'm going to say Jacksonville by 2.5. How about that?
I said, let's see. You get it. You're closer. I said 6. I just thought Indy on the road, you had to give an automatic 4 or 5. But as I went 6, it's 4. So you're going to get it.
So we could do – so Indy, that means Indy's like plus 170 to win outright?
Are we really going to lose the last of our football dollars on the Colts when we don't know if they're really trying or not?
No, we do. Here's what we do. We do a Niners money line parlay with the Colts. That'll be about plus 225, basically betting that the Colts don't want Andrew Luck.
Okay. I mean, I think they don't want him, but then you're betting the Colts.
Those guys, they want Manning to be their quarterback. They love Manning. They're drinking the Manning Kool-Aid. They want him to finish his career there. He meant a lot to those guys in the locker room. They're going to try to win that game for him. I'm telling you.
I do, too. But, MJD,
they want to win that game for him.
85-yarder. We're in trouble.
I think Bill Polian's going to try to hurt Dan Orlovsky this week.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Dan Orlovsky is going to be driving out of the Colts parking lot on Friday, and some car is going to veer him off the road like Karen Silkwood.
There's nothing we could do.
It's my prediction.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a game that should be flexed to Sunday night. I know they want to torture me with the Cowboys again.
That would have been awesome.
Right? I think you like dangle Andrew Luck from a cage and lower him the closer the Colts get to winning the game or losing the game, as it'll be. Lower him to the sidelines. That's what I'd want to watch.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I wish they'd done that. Yeah.
Tennessee at Houston.
Last thing on that. Is Dan Orlovsky, not bad, or am I crazy?
Like how you're saying it low. We can't discuss.
Is he confident, or am I crazy?
He looked okay. I mean, shouldn't it take 3-4 weeks for a quarterback to get in sync with his receivers? And that seems to be what happened.
If you're looking at him
he did
versus...
He get very lucky. There were, 8 plays in a row with penalties at the end, and only 4 of them should have been. Very
you look at him versus, Caleb Haney. And of the other guys we've seen come in. Clearly he was the best scrub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a testament to Peyton Manning, I think. All right, Tennessee at Houston. Here's the one we have to talk about.
Oh, God. Houston.
This is criminal.
T.J. Yates has been – and Houston has nothing to play for.
Nothing at all.
Oh, God.
Except to burn our Andre Johnson bet and this other bet. We bet a parlay. The Bills don't make the playoffs. The Ravens do make the playoffs, and the Titans don't make the playoffs. And the Titans were 5-5, 6-5, whatever they were. It wasn't happening. And now, I think they're getting the 6th seed. I really do. They have to win this game.
Jets have to lose.
Cincinnati has to lose. And either the Jets have to win and Oakland lose, or the Jets have to win and Denver loses, or Jets lose, Oakland wins, and Denver wins. That's what I think will happen.
Jets lose, Oakland wins, Denver wins?
Yeah.
And then Tennessee gets in if Cincy loses?
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's it? I know that's 5 scenarios, but that's what I think's happening.
All right, I have Tennessee by 6.5 in this game.
Tennessee... I am by 2. It's 3. 6.5, huh? Well, yeah, that should be higher.
Yeah, why? You just told me Houston had absolutely nothing to play for.
Well, we may have to hedge there. Heaven forbid we do the right thing.
Well, if we hedge, we should hedge with whoever. Who's Cincy playing?
Cincy's got Baltimore.
Cincy has Baltimore at home?
Cincy's got Baltimore. Cincy's home. We could do that game right now. That's a late afternoon game.
All right, let's do that one. So... Baltimore needs to win that game to get a 2 seed. Who does Pittsburgh play?
Pittsburgh is at Cleveland. same time. These are late afternoon.
Pittsburgh's going to beat Cleveland.
Pittsburgh, you think they play Roethlisberger.
Why wouldn't Baltimore just rest everybody and just accept that they're going to get the 5 seed?
No, what do you mean? Baltimore's in control of the 2 seed.
Oh, you're right. My bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, we're screwed, Sal.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we could just,
no,
whatever
but
we bet on that.
Baltimore could lose. They're still going to want to play because if they lose and Pittsburgh wins, they jump to 5.
Well, let me ask you this. If Cincy wins,
yeah,
they get the playoff spot.
Cincy wins, they're the 6th seed, yes.
So then we should just hedge and bet Baltimore. Put all the money we have in that bet and just bet Baltimore plus whatever, and then we just hedge it and we don't get burned either way.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, what
and
do you think that line is?
Cincy, that line. Yeah. Baltimore at Cincy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Cincy is favored by 1.5.
No, see, I got this one. Baltimore by 2.5.
Really?
Well, they're better.
Baltimore sucks on the road.
When Pittsburgh went there, they were favored too, right? I think that's...
Yeah, but Baltimore is not a good road team, though.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
I'm scared of this now. I can't believe this. Disgusting.
All right. Well, let's spend the next 3 days analyzing.
Really, I'm looking at it. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, we can talk about it for 3 hours as our wives glare at us. It'll be great.
Yeah. Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Pittsburgh needs the game.
They do, Cleveland and they should start. This is a game they should start Roethlisberger, because it's a difference between possibly being home a week off, home against Houston in the second round. Let's say Houston advances. Or next week flying to the West Coast to play Raiders or Broncos.
Dog, I'm going to go devil's advocate here.
Go ahead.
If I'm Pittsburgh, I can lose this game, rest everybody. I go to Denver in round one. Tebow, I know I can beat him. I go to New England in round two. I've already beaten that team. I can throw at them all day. Dog, I can win in New England. I'm resting Roethlisberger here.
Mike, I love you. First of all, I love you. I want you to know that.
Thanks,
I
dog.
Would not want to go to Denver. I don't want to go to Denver with the. I
oh, dog,
really
stop
don't
it.
Believe
stop
in God
Tebow.
Because
just stop
why
it.
Would he saddle me with this voice? But
stop
I cannot.
It.
I cannot go to Denver in the first week. No.
Stop it, dog. Tebow is done. D-O-N-E. Done. D-U-N.
But Mike, I don't want the lightning bolt to hit me. I'm a step far away from you.
It's over. Tebow is over.
Ridiculous.
Why? But in all seriousness, why wouldn't Pittsburgh just rest everybody and just go to Denver? They're going to beat Denver by 20 points.
But you wouldn't want the week off and possibly playing Houston in the second round?
Take the week off this week. Just reconfigure it. Take the week off this week. What you don't want is you don't want to play this week and then you have to play the next week too.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'd rather just take the guaranteed week off.
I love that they're being played at the same time as Baltimore and Cincy. So you just don't have confidence. If Cincy's up like 10-0 and you're Pittsburgh at Cleveland, you're putting Charlie Batch in there?
Here's my worst case. My worst case scenario if I'm Pittsburgh is playing every week.
Yeah. Yeah, and they do have.
Also, wait. They're playing Cleveland.
They have a 50-50 shot at a bye, though. They really sort of do.
Who are they playing again?
They're at Cleveland.
Yeah, they could beat Cleveland with Charlie Batch anyway.
What do you think that line is? That's the next game.
Pittsburgh's favored by 6 in that game.
All right, I got that. It's 7. That's interesting. I think they play him. I think they play him.
I wouldn't play him.
All right. Seattle at Arizona.
Seattle at Arizona. Arizona really let me down last week.
Yeah.
I just think that they have a good team, and it was a disgrace that they fell that far behind. They should have beaten Cincinnati. I like Seattle's team. I think they've had a good season. They should be proud of it. I can't even name 5 good players in that team. And they're just
what are you delivering a eulogy here?
Well, I'm just Arizona by 3.5.
You're going to get it. I said 4.5, but it is
3.5.
And I think you should bring back the 30 for 30 to do a retrospective on how one of these teams is going to end up 8-8. I mean, it's spectacular.
I think maybe we have to come to the realization that the AFC South is the new NFC West.
Yeah. Arizona lost 34-10 to Minnesota in week three or something. Four.
Did you see the AFC South outside the division is 13-27 this year?
What is it? Say it again.
AFC South in non-division games, 13-27.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's,
yeah,
not
that's
good.
Bad. All right, Tampa at Atlanta, and this is the perplexing number to me. I mean, this line's a mess.
Tampa at Atlanta.
Now, Atlanta is in the playoffs. They're,
yeah.
It's a 5 or 6 seed scenario here.
Yeah, but it's going to be, I'm going to say 14.
Wow. Why, how did you got it exactly. What is that?
Oh.
I said 6.
Because Tampa is now looking at a historically bad season.
I just don't remember. I know, and I believe me, I realize it's better to go to New York or Dallas than to play the 3 seed, whoever it's going to be. But I don't remember teams playing that hard for the 5 seed.
Atlanta loves piling. They've piled on bad teams all year.
Yeah.
That's what Atlanta does. They're frauds.
So. I just didn't even think they'd start everybody, but yeah. I guess that's it. All right, San Diego at Oakland.
San Diego at Oakland. And Oakland, a garbage team.
Yeah.
Really. I hated losing money to them because Kyle Orton stinks. That's the only reason they lost last week, or the Oakland won last week. And San Diego, the fraud of frauds. I'm sure they're going to win this game. I'm going to say Oakland by 1.
I said 1.5, and it's 3.
Ooh.
Count these up. I might actually win. Week 9.
I hope you won. I rested my starters.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even have a clinch yet. It's 9-7, and there's 2 games left. But, yeah, I'm taking the prop Raider penalty yards over cutaways of North Turner looking dismayed.
Where can I bet on North Turner being the Jets offensive coordinator next year?
Wow.
I would put that bet in with anybody. I've been calling this for 3 months. It's going to happen. Put it, etch it in stone. North Turner, Jets. Gonna happen.
That's a good call. That is an excellent call, Billy. I'm etching
what
it
about,
in stone.
What would you give me on a parlay of North Turner, Jets offensive coordinator, Peyton Manning, Jets quarterback?
What? No. No. He's
no?
No?
You're saying no. You'd bet your life that Peyton Manning won't be a Jet next year.
He won't
You'd
go.
You'd bet
there.
Your
He's
life on this.
That. He's way too smart for that. He has a better chance of being the offensive coordinator than quarterback.
What about Rex Ryan replacing Warren Sapp as the token fat guy and inside the NFL by 2013?
I like that. You know, I had never noticed that until Jacobs brought that up. He does have a fat belly.
Hey, he's really apparently cool. Overweight. Yes, I didn't realize that either.
I love that. And all right, KC at Denver. So if Oakland wins, Denver has to win. To keep that division title.
Like everyone else who backed KC last Sunday, I came to the same depressing realization that Kyle Orton was Kyle Orton.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you forget every once in a while, and then he'll do something, and you'll go, oh, that's right, he's Kyle Orton.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why people don't usually bet on Kyle Orton.
Yep.
Not good. It's at KC, though.
It's at Denver.
Oh, it's at Denver. I watched last week's Chiefs game with the only Chiefs fan I know, and possibly the only Chiefs fan in America who doesn't live in Kansas City, Connor Schell.
Mm.
And there was a little stretch there, about 10 minutes, when it seemed like all 4 AFC West teams would be playing for the title on Sunday.
Yeah. It was
pretty
good.
Cool.
San Diego didn't screw it up. Yeah.
I'm going to say Denver by 3.5.
Wow, you get it. I said 4, and it's 3. I don't know. I never know what they're doing with Denver. If they like them a lot, if they don't think they're going to – it's too much.
Look, I want to say a couple things in defense of our Lord Savior, Tim Tebow. One, their defense killed them the last 2 weeks. It had nothing to do with him.
Right.
Two, I really think he has the worst receivers in the league. And ironically, the decision that killed them was just giving away Brandon Lloyd for no reason. He really would have helped. And he was the only deep threat they had. They gave him away because they didn't think they were doing anything and probably cost themselves a playoff spot.
Is that it? There's only 2, right? 1 and 2?
That was it. That's all I have. Yeah.
Right. First, let me just say, you have to draft receivers when Tim Tebow is your quarterback. You can't just get the best, the flashiest athletes. You have to get guys who are going to be able to protect themselves, because it's very dangerous being out there, being in front of a Tim Tebow pass. All right, I'm done.
Okay.
But you did say a little more than that when you called me during the game.
What?
The other day. Yeah, the Denver-Buffalo game. I'm like, oh, boy, this is getting out of hand. And, yeah, I just let it go to voicemail. And here, well, let me play it for you.
Oh, God.
Cousin Sal, it's Christmas Eve. Just finishing up my fourth bowl of eggnog clam chowder. I'll have you know, egg is one of my favorite kinds of nog in the world. Anyway, I can't believe my eyes are witnessing this disaster. My boyfriend, Tim Tater Tot Toes Tetrahedral Taco Tuesday Tebow, blew this game. Another pick six. His pass has been so bad today, he might start throwing with his feet. His last pass fell off my navigator. Been reacquiring data for the last 15 minutes. And I'm afraid today's performance could destroy my Tim Tater Tot Tetris Thigh Trouser Trout Tub Turkey Twinkie Testicle. So let's take a moment and let's say a prayer. Pray for the other ones. At Christmas time, it's hard, but when you're having fun, we let in light and we banish shade, and nothing ever grows, no rain or river flow. What? Oh, no. Here comes another Tim Tebow pass. This one's coming straight out of my plasma TV. It's so wobbly, end over end, heading for my esophagus. And it's what? It's bringing an audio message. What is this? Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. That line doesn't even make sense. Stop it. Oh, no. It's again. Oh, no. Stop. I hate Spandau Ballet.
Wow. I'm glad you brought that up.
Destroyed by Band-Aid.
Tonight it does. Tonight, thank God, it's them instead of us. So. Well, that was it. That was our last Tebow phone call of the year.
That was it. I think that's it. Well, it might be. Let's hope.
Last game.
Last one.
Your Cowboys. The team you're not, the New York Giants. It's in New York.
Yeah, it's in New York. And they flex this to the night game. Is there like an NFL provision where, you know, if a coach loses four Sunday night games, he gets flexed off the payroll? That's how it should be, right? Like, nothing personal, yeah. But you lost four Sunday night games. You're done. We're just not built to win this game. We're really not. And the worst part is, I think, Romo is going to fumble or do something stupid, and then that's going to be the story. We're going to forget this tear. Oh, come on. You're 20% sure the Cowboys will win this.
I don't think the Giants are built to beat any team twice. That's just my feeling. Giants are going to be favored by 3.5 points, and I like the Cowboys.
All right, you get it. I said it should be 4. It actually should be 15. How could you be confident in the Cowboys in this game?
I'm not. It's more like I'm unconfident in the Giants. I just don't think they can beat anybody twice. I don't even think they should have beaten the Jets last week.
Well, map it out. So the Cowboys have a big lead and they hold on, or they have a small, like, how does, I just don't see it. I'm sick about this game already. I can't believe it. We're going to go 0-4 against the Giants and Eagles with all this talent.
Feels like the classic Eli no-show. I don't know. I'm just trying to say
the problem is
he's
got so
better.
Many spots to pick on. He's got Terrence Newman, plays 40 yards off off a guy on third down. Like,
yeah.
He knows now. I'm sick. I really am sick of this.
If you lose to this crappy Giants team twice, you don't deserve to make the playoffs anyway.
No,
so
I agree.
Don't lose sleep over it. All right. So who's our third team in the three-teamer?
New York Giants.
No.
Let's see.
Patriots, Niners, who's the third team?
Well, you like Atlanta, huh?
Yeah. All right, that's our third team.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, no, not given 4. That's too many points. Why don't we throw in Tennessee? Tennessee's where?
Tennessee
at Houston.
Plus 7 against Houston?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what about New Orleans over Carolina if they still have to win?
I'm afraid of Cam.
Wow.
Well, we have a few days to talk about it. Both of us are off this week.
I got nothing to plug. Begging is
nothing to plug. No gambling blog this week.
At the end of the week. That's it.
No gambling blog this week. I will have a football column on Friday on Grantland.com. Cousin Sal, enjoy the holiday week. I will see you on New Year's Eve, and we'll be back for the Mega Playoff Podcast next week, next Monday.
Yes. Oh, for
the BS
God's
report.
Sake.
Oh, no, not again.
It's coming.
Oh, God. See you, Cousin Sal.
See you, man. Bye.
So I get to sign off.
Whoa. Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at Podcenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.